is Asinine Radio. This is the weekly music podcast where every week we get into a different band, different artist, and we listen to all of their records and we rank them from worst to best. My name is Tyler, and way out there, hundreds of miles away, is Jeff. While you're listening, go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, give us 5 stars, tell all your friends. We have a YouTube channel now and everything, so go follow us on YouTube. You might be watching this on YouTube, I don't know. But yeah, so go do all that. And I guess let's jump into this. Normally we start with our 6 degrees of Tom DeLonge, but it's too easy. It's way too easy. So too we decided not to easy. Do it. But
it's too easy because Jim was in Blink-182, so that's why it's
wait,
so easy.
He was? Wait, what?
No.
I was gonna say that's just kind of stupid, man.
He's not, dude. He's not nearly fun enough to be in Blink-182 in any capacity.
It's like watching the Writing in Vans with Boys DVD.
Yeah.
Like anything that had Jimmy World in it, like nobody.
No fun.
Zero fun.
No fun.
Zero fun. They even left the tour early because they were having zero fun.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
But yeah, we're doing Jimmy World, and we're going to rank all 10 of their records from worst to best, give our biggest banger from each of them if we got it. So let's start with number 10. What do you got this week, Jeff? Go.
Oh, sorry. Didn't have my things open. Just staring at myself on the screen.
Staring at yourself. There we go.
Oh, yeah. Your favorite. Surviving.
It's really the bottom. Dude, you are the worst. It's not even.
Yeah.
I cannot believe.
Jimmy World has a lot of just chud, and this is it. There's nothing memorable about this. This is like them trying to be like Foo Fighters arena rock. It's so fucking boring. Man. It's so flat. And it's wild, too, because I'm listening to this and it's kind of going on, and then the song comes on and I'm like, dude, this song fucking sucks. Like this song legit sounds like it's trying to be like shitty indie pop, like Taylor Swift thing. And I was like, fuck no, dude, I hope this isn't Tyler's favorite fucking song. Please don't tell me it is. Sure as shit, I go over Spotify, look at my computer, and like, yep, 555.
555. It's not my favorite song.
Dude, that song is awful. God awful.
It's not. It's a great song. It's a top 10 Jimmy Eat World song.
Dude, like that's
it's
wild.
It's top 10. It's top 10.
I cannot
10,
even
dude.
Believe this song exists.
Well, it does. And you got to deal with it. And you got to listen to it every time we do Jimmy Eat World on the podcast. So, top 10. Top 10 Jimmy Eat World. What do you got there? Coors Light? Here we go.
I'm going Coors Light.
Well, look at this. I got a Coors Light 2 right here.
I'm going Coors Light 2.
No lime, though. All right, so I can't believe Surviving is at the bottom for you. That's unbelievable.
Garbage.
See, you have no banger off this.
No.
All right, my number 10 is Integrity Blues, their ninth record from 2016. This one is just straight boring, really, really boring. At worst, Jimmy Eat World is just solid background music, and that's what this is. Nothing memorable about it. There are some moments that sound kind of worshipy, like worship music, and not that he's singing about God or anything, but just that style. And I don't care for it. I remember nothing about this. I remember nothing positive about this particular record. And something I read about it. I just burped. Something I read about this one was right before it came out, Apple did a some marketing campaign where Taylor Swift was singing or lip syncing the middle from Jimmy Eat World, and because of that one ad, like their popularity just skyrocketed again, and I think all their music went up like 325% on like Apple Music and
that
stuff
makes
like
sense.
That. It's crazy.
And that's why one album later they made a Taylor Swift sounding song. I get it. It makes sense.
All right, yeah, Integrity Blues, I don't care enough. What do you got for number 9?
Invented. Ah! Got a little pulpy there.
I could tell.
Invented. Their 7th record. Man, I don't have a lot of positive things to say for half of these records. I just don't. I don't care. This is like basically made up of boring attempts trying to like sound like Clarity era stuffs, like Sunday or Sky Harbor. This is so dramatic. Every song here has like a choir or like harms. It's so much. Yeah. And bringing back Trombino, but not letting him like be him or not letting them like be themselves, be free of the radio friendly sound is just like, that was stupid. Why did you even do that? Makes no sense. What's even more a little bizarre, because this is like, this was made during the Clarity anniversary tour. And so, I mean, I guess I'll give him props for not rehashing Clarity, because it probably would have been really, really easy if you're doing the Clarity tour and then recording stuff to fall back into those, I don't know, that rut that they were, I don't know, getting out of.
But yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff here that also sounded like a Day to Remember soft metalcore kind of shit. And I was just like, damn, dude, this is pretty weak. But the title track here, title track was a banger, dude. Invented on Invented, that was a banger.
Invented on Invented. Yeah, that's a good song.
Invented on and banger. It was a banger.
It's good. At least you have something. So yeah. I would say my bottom four, these are just, once again, background. It's just good, solid background music. Nothing particularly bad about any of them. But my number nine is Damages, eighth record from 2013. Just nothing exciting really about this one. Just background music, man. There are a few songs that remind me a little bit of Death Cab for Cutie, but like later Death Cab, because we just listened to all of Death Cab last month or 2 months ago. And yeah, I hear a ton of that on here, but really the only reason this is above Integrity Blues is because it doesn't have that worship stuff going. So yeah, Damages, very, very forgettable record, unfortunately. What do you got for number eight? That's good.
It's kind of weird because I didn't even rank Damages because they don't have a record called Damages. So I don't know which one you did.
I'm sorry, Damage. I don't know why. I don't know. Why
Damage.
I'm glad you corrected me. Glad you corrected me.
So dumb and petty. But okay, so number eight, my eighth best, or my third worst, I guess, is Chase This Light. Chase This Light, and I Don't Care. Some people think this is like, there's two records that I see a lot of people think that are their greatest. This is one of them. People think this is like one of their best ones, and that's got to be a generational thing. This one specifically, I think, is a generational thing. Like if you graduated high school or picked up a guitar in like the 2010 range, then I get like this is probably the starting point for you for Jimmy Eat World. So therefore, it's got to be a generational thing, because this one just sounds like they were doing something for everybody. There's something for the Clarity fans here. There's something for the Indie kids. There's a little aggression like on Futures. There's some soft songs here. It's just everything they do is just kind of like, that's fine. But I just think it's a generational thing, because these kids just got into it a little bit too late and then never went back to the original stuffs. Not the original stuff, but you know, the later original stuffs.
Yeah.
And so they're missing out, because this record is fine. This record is a good filler record. Like everything on here is filler, but it's good filler.
Yeah. And honestly, that's all their records. They don't, well, not all of them, but I mean, the worst of it is solid filler, man. That's what it is.
Even 555, and that song is dumb. Like that's pathetic because it's Jimmy Eat World. For like anybody else, it would be a decent song, but even Surviving, I didn't hate myself for listening to it. I didn't want to skip tracks. I didn't want to end it real quick. It was still like, oh, that was a fun listen.
Yeah.
I don't like it, but it was a fun listen.
I didn't like it.
God, you're so annoying. So annoying. All right. My number eight is Invented from 2010, seventh record. Mark Ciambino's back. Fourth try with Jimmy Eat World. And I think this record just falls so flat. It's way more indie rock. And there's some folk stuff thrown in there, and it makes sense because I think Mumford & Sons came out around this time as well. So there was that mini little revival at the time.
So good.
So I get some of that, which isn't, I mean, that's not necessarily a bad thing, because Mumford & Sons, they have some pretty good songs. But, I mean, getting Ciambino back and putting out this record, I understand not rehashing the past, but when you look at the other three he did, Static Prevails, Clarity, and Bleed American, all three of those records are dramatically different from one another. And this one just falls flat. And then reading more about it, so when he was producing this record, they were never in the same room. They weren't doing anything together. They were just sending tracks back and forth, which, you know, whatever. That's a lot of people do that nowadays. But those other three records, that's not how they recorded it. So I could see why this record is a little bit lackluster. Another reason why this record is a little bit lackluster. So there you go. Eight is Invented. My banger is My Best Theory. I do like that song a lot. It's a solid single. It's a really solid single. So what do you got for number seven?
Go. Dude, if you put Surviving in four, it shouldn't even break. I mean, I know it's not going to break three, because that would be stupid. If you put it four, then I'll be angry. It should be at best five.
We'll see.
The lights are flickering.
On my end?
No, my ceiling fan lights.
Oh.
It's flickering.
Oh, well, yeah, I see that.
Do you see it now?
Yeah, I do what see it. Going? Like in a haunted house or something.
That's weird. Sometimes when I boot up, like if I turn my projector on at the same time, I turn my turntable on, the lights will like dim for a little bit.
Yeah. Faulty wiring, huh?
It's like something's just sucking too much power that it shouldn't be on the same breaker or something. I don't fucking know. I'm not an electrician. Anyway, number six. Nope. Number seven.
Mm-hmm. Number seven.
Yeah, number seven. Integrity Blues. Integrity Blues, their ninth record. It's all right. A lot of cutesy female, male vocal harm things they got. Dude, a lot of indie rock stuffs here. It's slow, poppy. It's very friendly in every fucking way. There's a couple things here that are interesting, though. They have like a... I guess I'm going to harken back to Clarity a lot because that's how I compare every Jimmy Eat World record to, because that's my favorite and their best. But they have a new attempt at doing a more like contemporary Sky Harbor, the song Past the Baby. Like, that was cool. That was cool.
Yeah, that's a cool song.
They're redoing Sky Harbor in this one, but they're not copying, pasting Sky Harbor. It's a 2016 version of Sky Harbor. And I did appreciate that. I did like that. It was a fun listen again, but I just don't think there's anything here for me to ever go back to outside of ranking Jimmy World Records when we do Clarity again at some point.
Mm-hmm. And also possibly another couple records outside of those.
Who? Are there doors opening over there?
Yeah, yeah. Tammy, okay, so Tammy is not actually at work right now. She's on call. So she was supposed to go into work, but she's on call. So you might hear some noises.
Just wait for that vacuum, baby.
Just wait for the vacuum. But so, yeah. So the song Pass the Baby, that is a really good song. I remember there was some show that they did like in 2018 or something where they played it live, and it was some outdoor festival. Do you remember that video? And it was such a cool performance. They were like really into it. There was so much passion, and it was a really solid performance, but I can't remember what it was now. It was some outdoor festival, but whatever. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. What do we have next? Number seven for me is Chase This Light from 2007. This one, they're just, you know, this is right after Futures, and they're really shying away from the Bleed American style here. And definitely going in a more indie rock, down an indie rock road, which is fine. It's just not really my thing. And they do it well. It's not bad at all. But this is the last of the filler stuff. The last of the stuff that I wouldn't get on vinyl. Oh, I take that back. Just the last of the filler stuff. Just the last of the filler stuff here. Good, mostly forgettable. The song Big Casino is really good. Another solid single. They have really good singles, though. They really, really do have good singles. So, Big Casino, there you go. Number seven, Chase This Light. What do you got for number six? Go.
Number six, Damages. Not a bad output after Invented. All right. Mm-hmm. This one definitely harkens back to Clarity era. Nuance and texture, but it mainstreams it a little bit more. It's really just like a placeholder for mid-tier Jimmy World, and like it's very power pop sounding. It's not like bad. These songs are actually pretty good. It's just they all sound kind of the same, and they don't really deviate from like this formula that they kind of perfected on this record, that power pop sound.
Yeah.
And it's just, I will steal you back. I mean, you're right. They do have good singles. I think every record has one besides Surviving has
555.
Survival car insurance. Besides that one, I think every record has at least one banger single. But I Will Steal You Back. Dude, amazing song. Killer melody. And we get that cool like drum roll to pause thing that we do in like Bleed American, and we'll talk about it. And we haven't really heard that ever since in the middle, right? I think that's the only time he does it, in the middle, and then I Will Steal You Back.
Yeah, I would say so.
So fun. I don't know.
All right, so my number six is Jimmy Eat World's Jimmy Eat World, their first record from 1994. The often forgotten about record from them, not on any of the streaming sites. You can only find like a bootleg version of it on YouTube. This sounds nothing like what everybody knows Jimmy Eat World as. This is a punk record. Hardcore parts, but mostly a punk record. Tom is the lead vocalist on this one. Jim, I think, sings on just one of the songs. I don't remember which one, but just one of them. But
Ursary.
Is there Ursary? Ursary? Is that what it is? Okay. Yeah, it's a cool record. It's a really good record. I would for sure get this on vinyl. I would definitely get this on. I know. It's only been, I guess, pressed on a CD, or it's only been on CD once when it originally came out, and those go for like $80 on Discogs. It's so stupid.
That's silly.
Yeah.
That's silly.
Yeah. But it's a cool record. I do dig it. And, you know, hopefully someday they'll finally press this one, even though they clearly don't like this record. Much like Incubus doesn't like Fungus Among Us, that first Yellow Card Hates their first record too, which is stupid because they're great records.
Yeah, good records.
Great. So that's my number six. What do you got for number five?
Now we're getting to the good stuff. Now we're getting to things I would consider twos. Okay?
Okay.
Okay? Okay. Everything else, at best, honestly, even like Damage is, dude, I don't know, 1.5 at best.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So Jimmy World's Jimmy World, first record. It's almost even like a little unfair to even call this like a Jimmy World record, right? Like Tom sings most of the songs. Rick's not even in the band yet.
Yeah.
And it sounds nothing like Jimmy World. You wouldn't even know this is Jimmy World unless somebody told you.
I know. I would never ever know.
But it's fucking good, dude. It's like, it's just good, like skate punk. It reminds me of like if Pennywise changed singers and just got a little poppier. And that's what this shit would be. God damn, this is a good fucking record.
Yeah, it's solid, man. It's really, really solid. Yeah,
I do like this record a lot. There's not a lot of nuance to it. There's not a lot of stuff here. And again, just because I know what Clarity is, and I love Clarity so much, it's kind of like, oh, like I'm glad you guys didn't continue this sound because it's just it's empty, it's vapid.
Well, it's not empty. It's just they were kids, man. They were just fucking kids.
It's empty.
So, all right, number five. That's number five for you. My number five, honestly, it could be switched between this and Jimmy World, Jimmy World. But my number five is Futures.
Dude, you're wild.
It's a good record. Dude. It is a good record. Actually, you know, I'm going to bump this down to six because I wouldn't get this on vinyl. I wouldn't. I do like the record a lot. There are some absolute fucking bangers. Nothing Wrong is the best song on the record. That also breaks top 10 Jimmy World songs. That one is such a fantastic song.
Did you say stupid?
It's a great song. It's a great song.
Wow.
And then, and then the song Pain, you know, of course, that's like one of their best singles. Seriously, one of their best singles. But I feel like they were trying to shy away from the Bleed American sound on this one, but I just felt like they were lost. They just didn't know what to do. So, what are you laughing at? You can hear everything, huh?
Coughing. Yeah. So
hopefully with like this the way we're recording, it can cut out all the background noise because there's an option to cut out background noise. So
people like it, dude. People like to hear what's going on.
I guess maybe. I suppose.
I like whenever I listen to a podcast and like somebody's complaining about something else going on in their house. Like, I think it's hilarious. I think it's so fun.
She just coughed again. So
damn it, I missed that one.
I'm waiting for her to turn on the TV and just because she never turns on the TV. So I'm waiting for her to do that. So,
okay.
Anyway, Futures, it's a good pop rock record, but it just really lacks, I feel, the carefreeness of Bleed American and Clarity and Static Prevails. It's just, you don't need it. You really don't need it. They were a lost band at this time, even though it was a very successful record, but whatever. Futures, my number five. Nothing Wrong is my banger on this one. So what do you got for number four?
Futures, baby boy. I can't believe you're putting Surviving so high. That's that's so dumb. That's just it's the truly way she goes. Is. It's silly. That's not the way she goes.
It's the way she goes.
You can't just do something stupid and wrong and say, oh, that's the way she goes. Oh, no. I'm gonna go rob a bank. Oh, that's the way she goes,
that's
everybody.
She goes,
ooh, 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 ooh. Like, no, it's silly. No.
Okay.
Futures is I can't even think right fucking now. My brain's all mushed up. That's the way she goes.
That's the way she goes, boys.
Futures. Their fifth record, 2004. I don't think this is a great record overall. It's just a bunch of really, really great songs. And then everything else is complete filler. But because those songs are so goddamn good, this gets elevated to top four Jimmy World, which isn't really saying much because I would never get this on the vinyls. Mm-hmm. There's not enough here for me. But this is some more like aggressive Jimmy World stuff, which is nice to see. I really wish we could abbreviate Jimmy World, like Jew, just say Jew. Can we do that? Is that okay?
We could, but it would just easier. It's just going to sound weird, you know, if we keep saying it, and then, I don't know. I would say
we're going to laugh and giggle, and then people are going to think that wrong that things. And
we're anti-Semitic, and it's just, we don't want that, because that's not true.
Okay. It's a stripped-down Jew. Yeah, it definitely seems weird to say that. It's a stripped-down Jimmy World record. Yeah. And just more listener-friendly.
Oh, that sounds so bad.
It's a more listener-friendly and aggressive Clarity and Bleed American. You put both of those together, and then you get this, and it's just a little bit more accessible. But, like, how do you follow Bleed American, though, right?
Yeah.
Like,
it's
you can't
tough.
Do it.
It's tough.
The hooks aren't here like they were in Bleed American because, like, you don't fuck around with the hooks on Bleed American. And the nuance, like, definitely isn't here from Clarity because you can't, you know, fuck around that one either. So the only thing you can really do is just be like, fuck it. Let's just do something, like, let's do something rock, something just hard rock for us. And that was it
and dude.
I think, like, the production on this is great. I think everything on here sounds great. They got, like, a fantastic producer who's produced a lot of cool shit, but it's just
Gil Norton.
He's done, like, Pixie stuff, he's done, like, Echo and the Bunnymen stuff, he's done Dashboard.
Your guys in Foo Fighters?
Yeah, no, absolutely. The Foo Fighters is definitely where I was going with that one.
Yeah, I know,
I guess. But yeah, do you like that? Silly to think that Pain's not the best song on this record. That's, come on.
Pain's a great song.
You're being silly.
No.
Yes, you are. You're being silly. You're trying way too hard. It's okay sometimes. It's okay to have, like, a single as your best song, okay? It's not, you're not going to lose any street cred or nothing. It's okay. Pain is the best song on here.
And no,
if you had said
Pain
breaks, if you had said Pain breaks top 10 Jimmy World, I wouldn't even. Okay.
Pain breaks top 20. Pain breaks top 20, yeah.
But you're, dude, everything right now is dumb. It's dumb. It's dumb. It's dumb.
What do you think of the song Nothing Wrong? You don't like that one?
It's a great song.
Okay.
It's probably, like, there's, like, four songs, I think, here that are probably, like banger material. Like, definitely Work, definitely Pain. I think Kill is also, like, banger material. And then Nothing Wrong. 23's close.
Mm-hmm.
But, meh. Those four are banging material, but Pain's on a different level. That's silly.
That's a great song. That chorus is incredible in Pain. Love it.
You're being silly.
No, I'm saying it's a great chorus. It's incredible.
I'm just saying overall you're being silly. There's an air of silliness in the air tonight.
Silly boy talk on this pod. All right, so my number four is this is actually where I will get everything. I will get the rest on vinyl if I don't already have it.
Say something stupid. I know you're going to say something stupid. Go ahead.
So my number four is Surviving. From 2019, 10th record. I actually do have this on vinyl, white variant, and I really do like this record. I genuinely like this record. After all, like, kind of just the mundane background music records that you get, the previous four records, it's more exciting. It sounds like they're having fun. It's not as phoned in as I feel some of the other records are, and just, you know, the song 555. I love that song. I absolutely love that song. I the first time I heard it, the last time we did Jimmy World on the podcast, it was in 2020, it was a lost episode. When I first heard that, I went back and listened to it three times, just consecutively, because I was blown away by that song. I fucking loved it.
10 minutes of your life, you'll never get back.
I fucking loved it. Oh, it's so good. 555 is incredible. And this record, it's just a great, kind of a little bit of a throwback to, like, Futures and Bleed American, a little bit more of a harder rock. What am I trying to just a heavier?
It's a dumb record.
It's
just
not a dumb record.
Okay.
It's not a dumb record.
You were,
Surviving
just
is
say,
a solid
I was wrong.
Record.
I was wrong. I made a mistake and I was wrong. And move on. That's fine.
Paid $8 for it at Glasshouse.
I wouldn't even pay $8.
I paid $8 for it at Glasshouse Records in Pomona.
If I was with you, I would pay that $8 just so you couldn't have it, and then I would probably throw it in the trash.
I swear the last time we did this, you liked this record a lot more. Pretty sure you liked Surviving a lot more. But I'd have to go back in my notes for that, which I didn't do. But anyway, yeah, my number four. What do you got for number three? Go.
I wonder if I can pull up my rankings and see if there's any Jews in there. Number three, Static Prevails. I mean, that's... Static Prevails is an easy like three for people. I
yeah,
that's fine. Like, that's where it should be. That's kind of like, There's no way anyone ever is going to say Static Prevails is one or two. Like three's the highest.
It would just be silly
go.
Boy talk.
Because it truly, truly is just, it's a transition record. Mm-hmm. It's a solid album, and it's essentially their first record.
It's an incredible
record.
But
like this is the first time they toy with like song structure, nuance, and dynamics. And it's just a transitional piece into clarity. It's solid, solid stuffs, but it serves a purpose as more of like a beginning than it does a thoroughly enjoyable listen. And I have it on the vinyls. Probably not going to keep it very long. Probably going to get rid of it pretty soon.
Oh, okay. I'm interested because I don't have it on vinyl. And I do want it.
I mean, you just buy everything on vinyl.
Oh,
so
here we go. I just enjoy I just enjoy listening to music. That's what it is.
You just enjoy you listening to like the 100 artists that you know and love, and then you buy all the records.
I don't do that, though.
That's all right. That's okay.
I don't do that.
We'll get there one day. That's right. I used to be there.
And I was the one that picked up that Static Prevails for you too. I was gonna buy it for myself, and then you're like, I really want it. I'm like, okay, I'll get it for you. I got it at Skate Shop in Fullerton. That's where I got it.
It's gonna be your chance.
Yeah, I might get it now. I looked up the an OG copy of it because the OG comes with a 7-inch as well. That doesn't come with any of the other reissues, but the cheapest one, like a good copy of the cheapest one, is like $180. And it's not worth it. Not worth it. But it would be cool to have that 7-inch. It would be cool to have the 7-inch. All right. So what's your banger off this one?
I'm looking through my, I actually just found the old, I did rank Surviving a lot higher last time.
I told you.
Ranked at two, three, four, five.
Yeah, see, way higher. See, you're stupid. I think what it is you just want to go against me. Just out of spite. You just want to be spiteful toward me. So when Surviving, you heard 555, you just wanted to be a jerk.
Actually, everything else, no. Surviving changed the most, and then Chase the Light, and then everything else changed. Like, actually, everything changed except for Clarity and Bleed American. Everything changed.
Makes sense.
But that's me though. I'm not afraid to change my rankings based on like
I'm
my current
either.
Mood, and that's okay. Like I'm not afraid
either.
just because fucking self-titled Blink is always been my favorite. And it has to stay my favorite for all time because it's their best, and that is what
I. Well, it is their best. It is objectively and subjectively Blink
See,
is
that's
their
what I'm
best.
Saying. That's what I'm saying.
It's like, that's just
change
stupid.
Sometimes, but that's okay.
Like you would never say that anything is better than Pinkerton. You would never say that. You would also never say that any Jimmy Eat World record is, or that Clarity isn't the best Jimmy Eat World record. You would never say that
because that's also wrong.
Exactly. So you're being stupid. Well, you're just talking. You're not
just talking.
You're just talking.
You're just talking. Talk.
It's annoying.
Talking is annoying on a podcast. I agree.
Yeah. I know. So what is your banger? What is your banger off Static?
Oh, the opener. Thinking that is all. Dang, I can't even say that. But yeah, that's like aggressive Jimmy World in its purest form. Yeah. And you don't ever hear that except on like Get It Faster and then Futures.
Yeah, yeah. Also their
a little
first
bit on Blister.
Too. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Blister's record, yeah. Well, also, I mean, Blister, that's Tom singing too. That's his lead vocals, but all right. My number three is also Static Prevails. This record, every time I listen to it, I'm so pleasantly surprised at how good it is. There are a lot of moments that sound a lot like Fugazi, but like really good Fugazi. And there's some grunge stuff here, especially when Tom sings. He has a very kind of like early grunge sound to his voice. And my favorite song is Robot Factory. Tom sings on this one, and it is a very grungy approach to the vocals. Also, it's just a good heavy rock song, almost metal at times. It's a great song, man. But yeah, a ton of Fugazi, and clearly so influenced by them. But also, this is like kind of the resurgence of, you know, I think what is second wave emo? I don't even know what first wave emo is, but apparently the second wave emo of the 90s, and this was kind of like the, not the start of it, but really the height of it. But I don't know. Static Prevails. There you go. That's my number three. So what do you got for number two? Clearly, our number one or two, one and two are the same.
You put Clarity as number one?
Well, yeah, I'm not stupid.
What?
I'm not. Why would I put Bleed American above Clarity? That's dumb.
Wow. I mean, like, but like people that do that, that's fine. Like people that do that are the same as the people that put like Blue over Pinkerton. I get it. It's fine. So Bleed American is their second best. Not by much, honestly. Not by much. It is pretty damn close, but Clarity still edges out. Clarity still wins. And it's just...
Yeah, Clarity fuck, is the man. Best. It's
like,
unreal.
Like, I think I will always lean towards a band that trades like nuance and texture for melody. And if you can still write songs that are just like aggressively deep and layered at the cost of a good melody, I'm still going to appreciate that more than I would just a straightforward pop song that is catchy as fuck, but isn't very deep. And that's, I guess, like the biggest difference for me from Clarity and Bleed American is that explanation right there.
Well, it's absolutely true. Clarity is, there's nothing that sounds like Clarity from any band. It's truly unique. And I could see why so many bands after 1999 were so inspired by it. I mean, even the guys from Blink have said, this is one of the greatest records ever made. And to the point where Tom invited Jimmy Eat World to play his first wedding back in, I don't know, when was that, 2001 or whatever, or 2000? I mean, just this record just inspired so many bands that we love, you know? And every time, this is also one of those records where every time I listen to it, I'm just blown away. And I just hear things that I've never heard before. It's such a almost complex record. There's so much going on. There's so many layers and just sounds and textures. It's and for a band that had no experience doing it, and you know, Mark Trombino coming from Drive Like Jehu and just producing indie bands to put out something like this is, it's insane. It's absolutely insane. Goodbye Sky Harbor.
Bonkers.
Goodbye Sky Harbor is that's my favorite Jimmy Eat World song.
Ooh, that's your favorite Jimmy Eat World song overall?
Overall, yeah.
Oh,
I
wow.
love that song. I mean, just the actual song itself is absolutely incredible. And then the extra, you know, 12 minutes of just the loop, it's so hypnotic. Just Zach's beat, how it's kind of swingy.
Exactly.
It's kind of swingy and everything. Oh my God. Goodbye Sky Harbor, the best song, the best Jimmy Eat World song. I don't care.
I mean, like my favorite Jimmy Roll song is Lucky Denver Mint from Clarity.
Yeah.
And it's that's a perfect song.
Yeah, it is. The whole I mean
I think all these songs are perfect.
Clarity is just an absolute beyond banger. It truly is. I would even say that I
don't get crazy. You're about to say something crazy.
I'm gonna say something crazy.
Think.
But I don't think you're gonna get mad about it. Maybe a little bit. Clarity is better than Pinkerton.
That's just stupid.
Yeah, it is. It is.
That's just stupid.
I love Pinkerton, but Clarity.
Because above all else, right? Like I just said, I will trade like texture and nuance for melody. But no matter what, man, I will always trade just raw emotion for anything else.
Yeah.
You can write the worst song in the world, but if it sounds like you're hurting or happy or whatever the fuck you're trying to convey, I'll take that any day of the week. And Pinkerton is that.
Yeah, it is. And so is Clarity. Really, Clarity is too. It's a pretty raw-sounding record. It's a pretty raw-sounding record.
Not in any way, shape, or form on the same fucking platform as the emotional
it's damn
abuse
close.
That we take on Pinkerton. No, it's not.
It's damn the close.
The fuck. That was my Tony Soprano. I don't know what I was shaking my head.
Do that like that?
There it is.
Yeah.
The fuck is he? Gabagool.
Got any gabagool? The PAX version of The Sopranos. So do we have anything else on the rankings? We good?
Nope. That's
it. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. Go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, go on YouTube, you know, throw us a follow or subscribe to us, I should say.
Smash that subscribe button, baby.
Smash that subscribe button. Yes, do
that's
that.
That's what the kids said when they were younger and they would repeat the YouTubers. Oh, yes. You got to smash the subscribe button.
Oh, my God. That is so stupid. So
I say it all the time. Smash that subscribe button.
Smash that subscribe button. All right, yeah. So go do that. Thanks. Thank you all for listening. Stay tuned for the main episode because we're getting into Bleed American from the Jimmy Eat Worlds, and that's it. That's all.
It's gonna be wild.